Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are in the classroom. We are in the classroom to learn, to build, to share, to develop. And in this trying world, I want to say that we need to not only be in the classroom together, we need to study together. It is challenging out here, family. That's why we come together on the radio every Wednesday, 8 o'clock, so that we can help each other through these situations, because there's some situations out there. I really hope everyone got a chance to witness, be a part of last week's show. Last week, the classroom, we did the Haiti We Hear You fundraiser. And this is something that we do together with Mother Eagle Ministries and a wonderful approach. We do an annual drive at least. But I know Mother Eagle Ministries, every month, they are part of a feeding program. And when I say feeding, I'm talking about the very basics family. It's a feeding program for the families in Haiti and also for families in Ghana every month. If you didn't get a chance to hear us live, I'm going to suggest you do like many people have done and go back into the archives. You can go to a Wonderful Approach Facebook page and check out the program. You can go to either my page or Mother Khadija's page and really get a chance. It was a two-hour program, and the phone line stayed lit for all 2 hours because there were so many people that wanted to hear about the struggles of Haiti. They wanted to share. They wanted to contribute. And so if you get a chance and get the opportunity, check out the program. It's definitely worth listening to. And if nothing else, educating yourself on, you know, some of the challenges that we have going on. You know, and one thing that A Wonderful Approach may not know is that's where all of our swear jars go. This is where all the extra this, that, and the other, if there's a place to put it, we contribute as a whole. But also this, it was an opportunity for each person to say, hey, look, I want to know about this plight. So if you want to get a chance, go check it out. It's educational. We had a lot of fun on the program hearing about the passion from, you know, people that are either from Haiti, have been to Haiti, or just know about the problem. So take a minute, educate yourself, go into the program, check it out, okay? This program right here, An Attitude of Gratitude, this is a base with a wonderful approach, okay? I say this all the time. You need 3 books, boom, boom, boom. You need 1 book for all of your readings. Keep all that in one place. Write them down. Go back and read them and reread them, because what you thought you heard may be different from what actually got written down. You know, go back and read your old readings just to see. I said I was going to do this. Did I get it done? Was I supposed to follow back up with something? All that needs to be in one place, okay? And then your studies. So if you're studying zodiac, if you're studying herbs, you're studying aromatherapy, dreams, spirits, whatever, you need a book to write all your notes in. And whenever we get together and we're doing either guided meditation or retreat, and I'm like, okay, where's your notebook? That's that notebook. That's when we're writing all this information in. And, of course, those pages will get worn out. And that last journal is your gratitude journal. So very important. It's important that we take time to recognize what we're grateful for. We have to check, keep in check that gratitude. What, you know, because this world can get a little hectic, sometimes we focus on what we don't have. Sometimes we focus on what we can't get, what hasn't happened yet, and we lose track of the gratitude. So that third journal is your gratitude journal. You know, we need to be spending at least weekly in this gratitude journal. What are you thankful for? What did you see that helped you so much? You're like, oh, I need to remember this. Oh, I need to remember how I felt this day when gratitude came and slapped me in my head. See, that's what my gratitude does. You know, right when I think I'm done, right when I think, oh, I got this, I'm done, boom, gratitude. I'm like, oh, yes, oh, yes. And then especially after coming off of such a program last week where funds were raised. It was a fundraiser. And so funds were raised, and just knowing that these families are going to make it through the holidays, they're going to have food, they're going, I mean, basic family food. It really helps me to be grateful for all the things that sometimes I don't have to experience. I don't have to experience homelessness, and I'm grateful that I don't. I don't have to, me nor my children, know what hunger is, and I'm grateful for that. And so there are, you know, so gratitude for me is not only being grateful for the things that I have, sometimes it's grateful for the things I don't have. It's grateful for the things I have not yet experienced. It's grateful for God allowing me to learn my lesson through others. You know, so gratitude is a big thing, and especially in a spiritual community, okay? Gratitude will keep your mind strong, I promise you. Because without gratitude, you can very easily lose sight of what's important and why. And why was that important? Because when you're sitting there with a feast, it's easy to forget those days you were on noodles, okay? Easy. This is why we have to write down in our journals, hey, you know, all I had today was noodles and I was grateful because the day before I didn't have that. So this gratitude journal keeps us good and strong, keeps our heart strong. I know for me also, the things that you are grateful for tend to be the things that you pray about. So when I think about my prayers, and I think about when I'm making those heart prayers, you know, we have prayers that we memorize. They come from, you know, this holy book and that holy book and family traditions. Those are, you know, we have those prayers. And then we have the heart prayers. These are prayers that are just spoken from your heart to God's ears, your heart prayers. And when I make these heart prayers, I'm noticing recurring themes. And I'm like, not only, you know, do I pray, you know, praises to God and I'm thankful for them, you know, but I'm also grateful for them. I'm grateful for the opportunity. So that's what we have to do today. And I usually do this right before, but I was like, no, we're still in the season. At least I hope we are. I know a wonderful approach we are because we can still see the blessings everywhere. We still see the kickback from the blessings everywhere. So that's how we get here. And it's so important that we get here. You know, a lot of times when I think about when I think about ungrateful people or when I think about people that have just not gotten that gratitude in place yet, they're not strong with it. I think about children. Children are not necessarily grateful. And it's not that they can't be. They just, you know, kind of choose not to. They have other things going on in their mind and in their psyche. They're, you know, they'll tell you, oh, I wanted a blue one, and you got them a red one. You know, children will find, you know, oh, I already had two of those. So I don't need another one, Mom. You spent your last dollar getting me another hoodie. And it's like, yeah, I did. So, you know, children tend not to be the most grateful, okay? And that's because they're still, you know, maturing. We don't want to be in that arena. We don't want to be childlike in our understanding of blessings. We don't want to be childlike in our understanding of the things that are good for us. We really want to God to know that we are on schedule. We're ready. Right? So this is what we have to do. This is where we have to be. This is all the things that we're working on. And it's so important that we spend the time getting this gratitude in place, okay? And it was the reason why is because as adults, as those that are supposed to know, as those that are blessed to know, there's so much that we have yet to experience. You know, and I feel as if God kind of gives us the things that we need when he sees that we're ready for them. And I'm glad. Lord knows I'm glad. I'm glad that God didn't just, when I asked and begged for it, he didn't just open up the purse and just dump it all on my head, because it probably would have just killed me, the pressure of it all. I'm glad that God waited to see, okay, are you going to handle this properly? Okay, good. Now the next thing, and down the next thing. And I was given these things as I was able to show I was ready and I was prepared for them. One way that we do that, though, is by showing gratitude, is by displaying gratitude, is by walking in it. So this is this week's program, and I really would like to take a second, you know, everybody knows how I am, but I would really like everybody, if you have that moment of gratitude, if you want to share a blessing that God put onto your heart, if you want to, you know, tell others how you stay in these moments of gratitude, all you have to do is press 1 and let us know and share. And when we're sharing on gratitude, really, I want us to think about and have an understanding of, some people don't know because they don't know, okay? So, you know, remember, we are the leaders of spirituality. We're the ones that are helping others understand what spiritual blessings are. What are they? You know, how do they work and everything like that? So this is where we are. And I want everyone to take a minute and think, how did you get here? Unfortunately, some people got here the hard way, okay? They got here because they missed something, they forgot something, maybe they were just being bratty, and then it's like, whoo, God, you saved me. You saved me from this hardship. You saved me from this problem. You know, sometimes that gratitude, you know, it kind of comes in retro. And we have to relearn how to be grateful. But however it comes, usually there's a story behind it. You know, there's a test to the testimony. There's something that made you say, and here I stand grateful for this lesson, grateful for the memory, grateful for whatever piece of it. And it's important to share it because there may be others that are on that same path and they didn't realize what a blessing they just got. They may not realize, wow, you don't have to worry about this. That's a blessing. And so it's so important that we be able to, you know, especially with our millennials, you know, I'm not calling nobody out, but especially with our young people, we got to show them, hey, look, this right here, add that to your book. Add that to your gratitude book, and you'll thank me later. You know, you may not see it right now, and that's fine. Add it to your book. It's 8 million. So if you would like to share, all you have to do is press 1 to let us know, hey, I'd like to share. I know what gratitude is, or I don't know what it is. I got a brave caller that would like to speak. I love hearing from our callers because, you know, we're here to learn and teach at the same time. I promise you, if you're not doing it both at the same time, you're not doing it right. But let me see. I would love to grab this caller. I want to know. Tell me about your attitude of gratitude. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good so far. I've dealt with some difficult things just a little bit. But overall, I feel good. It's just
awesome.
I'm glad that I'm coming to the realizations of things, which is why I have gratitude. And
Amen.
It's just, I had to come to the realization that my life in general, it's not difficult. Like, it's
mm-hmm.
not hard. Like, yes, I've dealt with some things in the past, but, like, life now, if I'm genuinely focusing on myself and what I do in my life, it's not hard. Life is actually pretty easy. It's the people I either let into my life and the problems that they have, or just the people itself that are there, you know? It's just like, if it's just me, if I'm focusing just the things that I'm accomplishing in life or, you know, having problems with, it's not many. So I'm thankful for the families that chose me and
Amen.
The opportunity to have them help me see what life really is or the life that I'm really living, basically.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Because they make sure that every time that I'm around them, they make sure that I'm smiling or they make sure to remind me of things that I have fun doing. And I'm thankful for that.
Amen. All right, so you know me. I'm always making
mm-hmm.
a list. I see I ain't got nothing on me. I'm always making a list. So the key is adding clarity as a piece of gratitude. And that's so important. It's so important. I promise you, if your eyes are not clear, if you're allowing other people's interpretation to cloud your vision, you're not going to be grateful. So 100% clarity, that's wonderful. All right, my dear, thank you so much for calling in and always being brave and saying, hey, I know what this is. I've been there. I had to go through
no
some
problem.
Things to get it, but I got it.
Love you.
Love you too, honey. All right. Clarity, look, that I wish God could put that in a box and we could pass it out to people. You know, I remember back in the day, there was a restaurant, Golden Corral, and part of the commercial, they had a little fairy or something. It would come and hit people in the back of the head and remind them to go to Golden Corral. And I'm like, man, I think that'd be helpful. You know, sometimes I'm telling you, you get hit in the head and you're like, oh, yeah, it's clear now. I totally understand what I'm supposed to be doing. So, yeah, clarity, not allowing other people to cloud your judgment. And she got this as a young woman. Imagine, you know, what she'll be able to tell people when she gets 50 if she can hold on to her own clarity. Oh, powerful, powerful. All right, look, I'm going to say, I always like to say it's the phone lines. I do. All right, let's see. We got a caller. I love this attitude of gratitude. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mama Seven. Hopefully you're doing well.
I am.
It's Prentice.
It's easy.
Yes, exactly. Get to eat.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm very grateful that I get to eat this evening, even though, you know.
Amen.
Anyway, I have to say that for me, being grateful and karma tend to go hand in hand. If something
yes.
happens and I'm ungrateful for it, and it goes back to that clarity, if I'm ungrateful for something that's happened, I usually get a booty pop of some sort because
yeah.
I wasn't grateful. So that clarity comes right in, but karma acts
yes.
very quickly in that aspect.
It does.
You know, but once I'm grateful and I recognize that I'm grateful and,
yeah.
you know, there's so much I'm grateful for with a wonderful approach between you, the sisters,
Amen.
And brothers and everybody just, you know, being so accepting and everything. I'm very grateful for all of you guys and
Amen.
Grateful for the radio program, grateful for just our chances to get together, all of that. So I mean,
awesome.
I really do appreciate it all. And I try to show my gratitude when I can, where I can, helping
oh, yeah.
others and whichever,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
share it forward.
That's right. Now, let me ask you a question. I always like to ask a question
yes,
here and there. you have, you know, I know you have children, we have children, and sometimes children are not the most aware. Some of them are, and they're, you know, they get it right off, and some of them, you know, they kind of walk around like, chop, chop, make it happen. How do you share with your children gratitude? How do you either show them your gratitude, or how do you get them to kind of see, hey, this is something special here?
Honestly, a lot of times that's where I fall from grace, because that's where the boys will be very, especially this time of year with gift giving and things like that. They do seem very ungrateful, and it's just, you know, letting them know and trying to explain gratitude to them, because it is a teaching thing. It's something that they need to be taught. It's not just, they might have a feeling, but they don't have a word for that feeling. And so just trying to help them to understand that, you know, someone did spend their last dollar to get this for you, even if it wasn't what you wanted exactly. You know, but just letting them know that, hey, this person took time to think about you, to work with you, you know, to try and do what they could do for you. And they weren't expecting anything in return. They were only doing it for that. And I think that once they're starting to get old enough now to where they are being able to put two and two together and understand that, they still have the, you know, the immaturity, but that's part of being immature, is that you grow into understanding and clarity and things like that. So it's just helping them to realize and teach them, you know, how would you, you know, I want you to put yourself in their shoes. How would you feel if you gave someone a gift and they're like, oh, that's nice, and threw it to the side?
Yeah.
You know, is that going to make you feel good? And just helping them to understand their empathy and things like that, so that they can gain that clarity that they need for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a teaching thing for them.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, we have to learn that we're constantly teaching them, constantly, whether we are actually sitting down with pen and paper and saying, okay, pay attention, repeat after me, blah, blah, blah. Whether we do it that way or whether they're just looking at us, they're always learning. They're always gathering. And in mine, I take everything for me is a lesson everywhere, all the way around. Even when it's a lesson for me, I go to my support team and say, hey, I'm in the middle of learning this lesson. And they're like, okay, you know, you're telling me. And I'm like, yeah, I'm telling you, because I need to acknowledge that there's a lesson that's being learned. And so, you know, I'm constantly, even when it's a hard lesson, you know, and even I have one child that is, you know, working on adulthood and adult issues. And I have to say, okay, look, as an adult, I can tell you this is not easy, you know. This is the way we have to process this and everything like that. And so it is something that can be taught, but it's also something that they will, if you teach them through your actions, they pick it up a whole lot faster. And, you know, even when, you know, the little one will be like, oh, I'm not doing this when I get older. I see him doing it. You know, he'll sit down, oh, I'll never do that. And I'm like, oh, okay. And he'll turn around and he'll do it. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think you realize this, but you're being helpful. And he's like, no. Because, again, with the immature, but it really is a learned behavior. I know I learned it from my family. As a young person, of course, you know, your parents are your world, your parents, you know, they make up 80-90% of your experiences. So when I started getting old enough to have other experiences, I was already full of these gratitude lessons because I'd seen them. I'd experienced them. I mean, some of them I was a part of, you know. And so it's so important that we are living a lifestyle of gratitude. And when you're living a lifestyle of gratitude, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say it. When you're living a lifestyle of gratitude, that does not automatically make your life easy. Be clear. Being spiritual does not automatically sign you up for easy street. In fact, sometimes it makes it a little more difficult because all your old ways of coping and of handling situations, you can't do anymore if you're going to be claiming this spiritual lifestyle. So it's like, oh, man, you know, here I signed up to be this type of person, and I got to keep gratitude in my forethought, but, man, I got some challenges here. So I have to be honest, and I have to say, being spiritual does not take away all of life's problems and worries. An elder, Iamonife, told me that. And when she said it, she was just kind of like, I just need you to know, you know what I'm saying? This is not an automatic path. You don't get to, you still have to go through whatever little trials and tribulations that God said that you have to go through. Being spiritual doesn't get you a pass, but I promise you, spiritual lifestyle, certain things will be easier for you, and gratitude is one of those things. I mean, I've worked with people. Everyone knows, like, I counsel. I do a lot of things. So as I'm counseling people, I'll ask, you know, okay, well, what things are you grateful for? Oh, you know, it's been gloomy outside, and, you know, I lost my good friend. My good friend's not talking to me. My Facebook account got hacked. You know, there's nothing in that refrigerator I want to eat. There's this. And, I mean, they have a nice long list of things that they don't like, things that are not working for them. And I'm like, okay, tell me something that is good in your life right now. And they'll say, nothing. I can't see nothing. And I'm like, okay, well, your eyes must be closed if you can't see anything. Because there's really blessings all around us. And we have to get in the habit of seeing them as blessings. Now, that does not mean that we still don't have inconveniences, because we will, you know, oh, I'm exhausted, I have to do that. That's okay. It's a blessing to have all my body functions to feel tired. You know, oh, you know, I don't have any money right now, I won't get paid for another week. It's a blessing to know that you will get paid, even if it isn't another week, even if it is an inconvenience right now, even if you got to pull your budget in. It's a blessing to know that it won't be forever. You will be fine. Blessings are coming. You will be able to take care of it. So it's that kind of stuff, family, that we have to start paying more attention to. We have to start being able to force our gratitude piece together, because if not, the shoulda, woulda, coulda, or the woe is me will have opportunity to creep in there, and you don't want that. 'Tis the season, right? And we say that like everybody knows what season it is. We don't know what season it is. When someone says 'tis the season, you're like, oh yeah, 'tis the season. And everyone has their own interpretation as to what season we are actually in. For me, in the line of work that I do, I'm in a depression season. I haven't heard from my family in months/years season. I'm in that I don't know how we're going to cover these winter bills season. And I'm surrounded by people who can't see anything to be grateful for. And so this is why I personally pick up this gratitude double time this time of year, because it's waiting to get you. And we got to have a comeback for that. Okay, I got a caller that would like to speak. We got to talk about that attitude of gratitude. We got to talk about pushing it, making it, not even forcing it. It's already there. We just got to uncover our own eyes. Let's see here. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Greetings, Mama Seven. Greetings, family. This is Mama Khadija, or Mama K, as some call me.
Only South Carolina can call you Mama K. Only South Carolina.
Okay. It's okay, Mama K. However, I'm so grateful for so many things. I mean, it would probably take 2 hours right off the top of my head to come up with a few things. But I first want to open up with thanking the Wonderful Approach family for showing up last week, showing up and showing out.
Amen.
And I'm going to, and gratitude for the families that are going to have food in a couple of weeks, and they're going to be able to eat because of your generosity. And I'm quite sure that gratitude was one of the major things that pushed you to be able to donate, to be able to give, because you know that you have food in your refrigerator, even if it's something you don't want to eat, or you can go out and get. So I'm very grateful for our collective last week.
Amen.
And in terms of, I just want to comment on something that Prentice was saying, too, about teaching the children about, and this is something I think all of us at one point, I'm past the children's stage. I'm now with the grandchildren and maybe great-grandchildren stage. But one reason that a lot of our young people don't show their gratitude is because they have not been a part of the process to make things happen. Mm. So once you can include, it's just like knowing God, okay? A lot of our young people don't know God. They don't know how to pray. And the parents know how to pray, and the parents definitely know God. But if you don't pull your children into that process, then they won't know.
Mm-hmm.
So this part of teaching the gratitude, having them as a part of the process, and they're going to sit back and say, man, Mom made so-and-so happen. You know, she made it happen. And I'm really happy that my mom, you know, stood up for me or bought so-and-so for me and made a sacrifice to get so-and-so. Have your children be a part of all aspects of life, not just the giving or the taking, but also the work that went into making this happen. There was a show that MTV did that I really, really liked. And at the time, well, it's still happening now, but especially at that time, there were a lot of young people that wanted to be, you know, singers, be in the entertainment industry, wanted to rap, all this stuff. And this show, I forgot the name of it, but it basically talked about how they got there, you know. And when you find out, now this is not a fact, but I'm saying these are the kinds of things that they were talking about. When you find out that P. Diddy started driving a pizza delivery, you know, for Domino's before P. Diddy, then you understand it was a process. It was a process.
Yes.
So what this show did was let people know they didn't wake up one day and get a Grammy, you know.
Right.
They started at the bottom and they worked their way up. So they were pulling their audience into the process, and that's the same thing I'm encouraging that we do as parents and grandparents. Pull those young people into the process and let them be a part of that.
Amen. Amen.
I'm especially grateful for my health. I'm especially grateful for my family. I'm especially grateful for, in fact, I was doing some journaling this week, and I was talking about, I've forgotten which topic I was writing on, but I talked about having a girlfriend for 55 years, the same girlfriend. You know, and I'm like, wow, this is such a blessing. How many people can say, even at my age, can say, well, I have a friend that goes back 55 years. That's such a blessing. I'm so grateful for so many things, my life, my destiny, today, tomorrow, and all tomorrow's come. I'm just sitting here on a mountain of gratitude.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And when you sit up on a mountain of gratitude, you can see everything. You know, again, with that vision, you can see everything when you sit up on that mountain. Hey, how important. Amen. Thank you so much, Mom Khadija. Thank you so much. You know, that one thing she said rolling off of Prentice said, kids prayer. I think it had to be, what, 2-3 weeks ago, the beginning of November, it came up a couple of our young people learning prayer. And it seemed as if it was, we're male heavy when it comes to the kids. We got lots of little boys, and it's like they got to get those prayers in. They got to get those prayers in. So 100%, yeah, they need to be tied into, you know, there's nothing that says man more than prayer. There's nothing more valuable that a man can do for his family than to be able to go to God for them. And the earlier they start this process, the more connected with it, the more natural it becomes, and they will be grateful that they'll have one, if they don't have nothing else, they have one place where they can go and get guidance, get love, get a kick in the butt if they need it. You know, they have that place, but we have to get them accustomed to going, and that is making those grateful prayers, the energy that is done with those prayers. So absolutely, thank you for, you know, bringing that up and reminding us how important it is to get those children praying. I've had the pleasure of working with, you know, not just mine, but many other children in prayer. And at first it's words, okay? At first it's just words. You know, at first it's a poem, you know, and they stand up and they recite it and, you know, we clap because it's, you know, good work and, you know, they worked with us, whatever. But it will have such a deep meaning for them later in life. You know, we're literally setting them up for success. But we can teach them to be grateful in the now by focusing their energy on God. So, yeah. And then also, very important, I find that people that have a prayer life tend to be happier with their surroundings. See, if you don't have a relationship with God, if you don't have a relationship with God, number one, I don't know what you're doing. But if you don't have a relationship with God, if y'all don't talk, if you don't pray, if you don't meditate, if you don't listen, and you're not building that, you know, how do you get the comfort and confidence to even be grateful? How do you even know, you know, what's good and what's not good? You know, you're constantly looking outside of yourself for things that are good and not good. How do you have that if you don't have that relationship with God in place? So we got to start teaching them, even if it's just teaching them that 2 seconds, you know, for our little ones out there, you know, to bow their head and to pray first, you know, thanking God for the food and for those that have made it. You know, that's the beginning of gratitude. Take something so basic like food, okay? And then you start to look around and say, man, if mama hadn't gone to work, I didn't want her to go to work, but she had gone to work, we wouldn't have no money, we couldn't eat. I'm grateful that she got up and did that for me. You know, I'm grateful. And then our gratitude, you start to see it spread. And then you start to see other places. Oh, you know, I may not have liked it when our neighbor, Mrs. Cabbage Stalk, corrected me and sent me home and I wanted to stay out and play. But I'm grateful that she did, because that helped me to be safe. You know? And so that's the kind of things I try to share with my children, and I try to share with others. You don't have to like it now. I didn't say it was going to be tasty, but when you're grateful, you know, no matter what the process was, the end result is something that you needed, that you learned from, and that you can add to you as a moment of gratitude. And, you know, even us as adults, we have to get into that moment of gratitude, because Lord, because sometimes the card will stall out on you. You know what I'm saying? We have to stay in that moment of gratitude because there will be days that you oversleep. And you're like, oh, my goodness, how did this happen? Let me hurry up and do this and do that and blah, blah, blah. And you have got to be able to say, okay, I know I'm late, but I'm going to be late 2 more minutes because I got to make this prayer because I'm grateful that God even woke me up this morning. You know, I have having an emotional day. What day was that? I think it was yesterday. Oh, it was horrible. Mama 7 does not like emotional days, and it was a pretty rough one. It really, really, really was. And in the middle of the day, with being bombarded from so many different directions, I had to really sit back and God for the opportunity that my heart still works. I haven't turned into a bitter person that doesn't have feelings and everything. I had to be thankful that, you know, the heart still could be touched because it was, you know. I was frustrated. And then I was thankful that I was frustrated over somebody else, not me. I was frustrated that somebody else wasn't learning the lesson, but I had got the lesson. So on one hand, I was like, you know, I'm kind of upset you're not getting this, but at the same time, that's you, not me. And I was grateful that I had already learned that lesson. I was grateful that it was a moment. This was not my life. I had a rough day. I didn't have a rough week, month, years. I know people that are stuck in unhappiness for years. No. Mm-mm. I was grateful that, and I want to talk because, you know, we're ending at 9. I want to share with people quickly, though, how I get out of any funk. Any funk, okay? How do I really sit back and say, ooh, I got to get out of this. I can't carry this with me, this nasty, this bitter, this. I can't keep this with me. So there's two things that I do, right? And so I'm going to share. I want everybody to get your two things that you do. When you are feeling some sort of way, when somebody done cut you off in traffic, when you like, oh, this is not going to work, when that neighbor knocks on your door just one more time, you know, anything that gets to you. How do you get back into your gratitude? Me, I got two things. One, I'm going to say music. I have a couple of songs that I play, and I play them in an order, and I play them until I feel better. And you'd be surprised what these selections are, but music touches a piece of us that sometimes, you know, we can't get access to. So, you know, it's so crazy. My oldest son bought the Famous As CD. I don't know the name of the CD, Stevie Wonder CD, but it has the circles and rings around it. And my song, As is on it, you know, so many incredible songs. And so this 23-year-old is playing this old Stevie Wonder joint that I don't even know if the album was. The album's probably older than him, but he knows. He was like, Mama, I got this vinyl, and he says it like it's a collector's item. I mean, I said a record, son, a record. So this Stevie Wonder album is his pick-me-up, and I'm like, that's your mother's pick-me-up? That's your grandmother's pick-me-up? This record has been in our family now for 3 generations. That's how serious the album is. So music is one of those things that Kit picks me up every single time. And I always have to say out my mouth, I am so thankful God blessed me with these two boys. I say it all the time. I think I say that every single day. I said it about 2-3 times today. Not just did God bless me with two boys, because I asked for three boys. I asked for two of my own and a stepchild. That's why I asked God for that when I was 10. Before I had a really good grip of what stepchildren were, that's what I asked God for. I asked for two children and a stepchild. And even today I was like, no. I'm not just thankful for that God gave me two boys. I'm thankful that God gave me these two boys. These two. I don't know if I can do anymore. I'm thankful for these two. God knew what he was doing when he put these boys together, because Lord knows. And so that, if I ever have a problem, if my bank account ever gets down to zero like it does on a regular basis, if my energy ever drops through the floor into the earth with the earthworms, okay. So if I ever just get to that point where I've had the world feel like it just unloaded on my shoulders, you know, whenever I get there, those two things, blessings, blessings. And then when I see the blessings of those two things, music and those beautiful children of mine, when I see that, I instantly become grateful. I instantly become thankful for the experiences that I've had an opportunity to experience through them, being their mother. I am thankful that they have taught me so much about masculinity and given me a lot more patience and understanding and even desire to want to know more about masculinity. They've given me two different sets of windows to see the world from, you know. So when I think of gratitude, those are the two things that come up. And I say my gratefulness every day. The things that you're grateful for are the things that you are willing to pray about, okay? Just continuing in the energy. Everyone knows I hit my big 50 last year. I have been waiting to be 50 since I hit about 20. The second I saw my first really good patch of gray hair, I said, ooh, when I get to be 50, ooh, world, wait a minute. Y'all not going to know what to do with me. So as I turned 50 last year, and as I look around, you know, back in the day, I thought 50 was old, like ancient, like dinosaur ancient, you know. Talib asked me the other day, Mom, was your college dorm name Pocahontas? I said, you know, I'm going to beat you later. I'll beat you later. Bye, child, okay? So I thought, like my child thought, 50 was just over the hill, hang it up, go retire. And now I'm like, I'm barely getting my second win. Let's get it. And so my health took on a new life right about 50, maybe 48. I started saying, ooh, I'm enjoying this elder body, but I want to take care of it. I want it to last a little bit longer because I do like to get in. I like to work hard. I like to feel my sweat. I like to go to bed tired. So because I've been doing that for a minute, I might need to take a little bit more care. So over the last maybe 2-3 years, my health has become a priority for me. And so when it comes to gratitude, you know, everybody knows I got those musical knees. My knees be making their own music, pop locking and everything else like that. So anyway, I have to be, as they run around embarrassing people, letting everybody know when I just stood up and sat back down, I still want to be grateful for that experience. I still want to be grateful for the opportunity that they work. I remember not long ago, maybe 10 years ago, my health was not that good, and I was walking assisted. 10 years ago now, I was walking with a cane. And I was like, you know what? I don't really want to walk with this cane. I want to do what I need to do and, you know, lose weight and get a better understanding. What am I doing wrong and how am I doing this? I want to. So after this work, the work I did to turn 40, that's one thing, one accomplishment. Now the work I did to turn 50, oh, major accomplishment. And I was like, man, I am grateful for my body, even though it's not perfect. It's far from perfect, but I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for the opportunity to try to do better with it. Another thing I'm grateful for, and I know we're moving into prayer because, you know, we're complete at nine. As, again, as I grow, mature, develop, I am seeing the value in understanding the definition of family a lot better. So another thing that I'm grateful for is to have those people, and I'm going to extend this to people, and I'm going to say spiritual beings, you know, my ancestors that stay close to me, you know, the Orisha and Loa that stay close to me. I have spiritual beings that I know care about me, and I'm grateful for that. You know, I don't sit around, oh, they should. What? Never. I am so grateful. I'm humbled every time I think about that idea. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to be loved, to be cared for, to have people say, oh, yeah, you know, this is great for you. This is great. No, I'm so grateful that the beings that take the time to pop my butt, to chastise me, to keep me on schedule, I am thankful for them in my life. I'm grateful that they're taking the time to build a stronger woman within me. I'm grateful that sometimes even those lessons, some of those lessons you got to take on the chin, and I'm grateful for it. So when we're thinking about our attitude of gratitude, when we're thinking about the things that make us grateful, when we're thinking about how we're going to make it through this life, I'm going to ask everybody, whether you're checking it out live, whether you check it out on the programs later, what is your gratitude? What's your go-to? What is that thing where you're like, man, I don't let my feet hit the ground without thanking God for this, and this. I don't talk to people. You know, Mama Khadija started that. I don't know if she started it or she's always done it. But she won't talk to people before she makes her prayer. And I was like, you know, that's a great way to go to sleep. I won't talk to people before I close my eyes. Oh, no. I have to be in that moment. I spend my last moment awake in prayer, in gratitude to my maker. I don't allow anybody else's foolishness in there. How about baby Zakiya started us off properly? She said, if only I can focus on me, I'm going to be okay. Well, I do that every night. I make sure that when I go to sleep, that only my thoughts are with me. I only speak to those people who I know care about me, and I don't talk no foolishness. See, these are the things, when you have that attitude of gratitude, you know that it's important. You know that it's valuable. And you protect it. Please, family, let me tell you something. Anything that you have of value to you, even if it's a little bit of value, means the world to somebody else. Knowing that, saying that, understanding that, it deserves your protection. Okay? So my attitude of gratitude, I protect that. You can call me on a day when you're feeling kind of grumpy if you want to. One of two things are going to change. either you're going to change your attitude or you're going to change the number that you call, because I'm not going to be in the middle of that. I am like the worst person that don't invite me to your pity party because it won't last long. Not with me right there. I won't do it to you. We have got to, that attitude of gratitude. You know, you could call me and say, well, Mama Seven, I'm having a hard day. I'm like, really? It's hard because you woke up this morning? No? Okay, so you woke up in your right mind. I don't have to call the doctor. No, I'm in my right mind. Okay, good. Okay, so did you wake up? Whether you had lights on or not, were you safe? Were you in a secure place? Yeah, okay, all right, good. So let's say that the gas don't work like it should. You got to be real on a budget. Grab you a coat, put you some socks on, and thank the Lord that you have that. You know, I'm so thankful, you know, some of the schools, and I'm going to be brief from walking into prayer, but, you know, some of the schools during the holiday break had to send boxes of bags of food home so that some of the children can eat. I'm grateful that I don't know those children. I don't. But I'm grateful that somebody thought enough of them to say, hey, I got something I'm going to put into that basket. I'm going to make sure they eat. So let your gratitude list, it can start real big. It can start real vague. I opened my eyes this morning in my right mind. You don't know how many people wish they could do that. There's quite a few of us where that right mind is a luxury. So start vague, start big. You know, I woke up and I was able to walk unhindered and then bring it all the way in. Even things you thought might have been a loss can end up being a lesson and a blessing. Okay? Family, we are wrapped up. I got about 2-3 callers I did not get a chance to. I'm sorry. We got to adjust to this new hour shift, okay? And there's a reason for it. But I want to just thank everybody for taking the time to tune in. I want to go into prayer. Father, Mother, God, oh, we come before you humbly, heartful, full of gratitude, knowing that we made it to this point in the day. God, thankful for knowing that you are the one that sustains us through it all. God, we are grateful for the lessons that have been brought before us that didn't kill us. God, we are thankful for the lessons that came forward that are making us better, stronger people. God, I'm thankful for the lessons that came forward that the young people get to watch us do so that we can continue to be strong citizens. God, I am so thankful for all that you have blessed me with. Even the heavy stuff that has to be carried, I am thankful for it. God, please continue to keep me strong, safe, secure, heart strong, emotions strong, knowing that I care for those that might need some additional help. God, help to keep my light as strong as possible so it can shine into those dark places that I actually have to go to. God, continue to watch over us. Continue to watch over our children. Continue to put your light in their life so that we can have another generation of praying, grateful servants of God. Amen.